Okay, that brings us to agenda item seven. Report and possible discussion from Texas Water Development Board staff. As everybody remembers, Gene moved on. Gene Devlin from the staff, they have assigned, I guess temporarily land? Long temporary, we don't know. Land book out, y'all. Lot of people know land. He's been here back and forth several times. So land will be filling in that position for now. Go ahead, land, floor is yours.
Next slide. Okay. I'm going to cover, it's possible that Gene already presented this to you. We had a whole list of new requirements at the beginning of this regional planning cycle. I've just pulled out the slides that are associated with infeasible water management strategies because we need to begin the conversation about how this is going to develop over the next year. And so this is a requirement by the legislature under Senate Bill 1511. This analysis must be complete by March 4th, 2024, so a year from now, less than a year from now. Planning groups are supposed to present the results of their analysis at a public meeting where the Regional Water Planning Group also presents its methodology for identifying these potentially feasible water management strategies. The deliverable to the board is going to be a list of those infeasible water management strategies, and those are to be included in the technical memo. And the infeasible water management strategies if they're identified as infeasible, the planning groups must amend the 2021 plan, which is the old plan, the plan that's covering this current year. The strategy has to be removed if it's infeasible. It has to be revised to make it feasible, and the plan has to be revised to incorporate any new water management strategies or projects that take the place of that infeasible strategy. These regional planning group adopted amendments are due to the board June 5th, 2024. So we have to reach back and amend that old plan. Next slide. Just to go into a few details here, we're going to talk in more detail about this later, but the planning group has to review the water management strategies and the projects in the previous plan, coordinate with the project sponsors to determine implementation status, and therefore determine its infeasibility or not. Planning groups should focus and review strategies and projects that require a permit or involve construction that are shown to be online between 2020 and 2030, are related to new major reservoirs, seawater desal, DPR, brackish desal, ASR, and any out-of-state transfers, and generally require significant resources and time to implement. And so I'll remind everyone once again, this is a legislative focus that they're requiring here. Analysis is not required for strategies and projects that do not require a permit or involve construction. So your conservation strategies was one example I could think of. I guess the next slide. In looking at these for feasibility or not infeasibility, if the project is deemed feasible, here are some of the affirmative steps that the sponsor may be making to further that project. So spending money on the project or the strategy, voting to spend money on the strategy or the project, applying for any federal or state permits for the strategy, and that information needs to be provided to this regional planning group so that it can be accumulated and put into the technical memo. And that's all I have at this there's no questions. Like I say, we're going to, I think Tony has an agenda item to go through a little bit more detail later on.
Any questions for Lynn? Welcome back. He seems excited, doesn't he?